Let's get right to Ed Burns now. He's managing director at the Elbow Beach Bermuda to talk about this storied resort and where it is and where you're taking it next. Ed, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Well, fantastic. It is a beautiful spot. Bermuda, this beach, the turquoise water, the sand that feels like flour under your feet. But give us just in a nutshell the history of this resort.
Well, it originally opened in 1908. As the luxury hotel in Bermuda, and it's evolved ever since then. It's entertained royalty, kings and queens, and College Week for a long time, and it's evolved into 9 different buildings all tied to one, and it's just unbelievable.
What are you aiming to do with the property, and also maybe just explain the context of tourism and how that is developing on the island?
Tourism is on the move. It needs to rebound here a bit. Over the course of the last 30 years or so, the island's inventory of hotel rooms had dropped for many reasons, but the tourism sector is back on the front end of the burner, so to speak. So with securing the America's Cup event next year was just a huge, huge boost for Bermuda. And that's ahead of us, and there's a lot of activity in front of it. So there are 3 projects on the island. 2 of them are approved. The St. Regis Hotel is going to go down at, on St. George's area, and Ritz-Carlton Reserve up in Somerset. We are about to, we're embarking on possibly expanding our inventory by 68 rooms or suites. And there's some plans for a property down the beach that's owned by Michael Douglas, Ariel Sands, to open up. And there's a property under construction that should be completed in 6 months called Pink Beaches, also on the South Shore.
What is the number one thing you think might surprise people who have not been to Elbow Beach before?
Well, the proximity is the obvious one. You know, every time I fly here and back, you know, you want to stretch your legs, but by the time you get to your cruising speed, you have to sit back down because you're landing. So it's just remarkably quick. I've been a big Bloomberg radio listener, so I used to commute and out of New York, listen to you guys all the time, and I'm guessing on many days we could get here to Bermuda quicker than I could get home to my house in Katona, New York. So,
I think that probably makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well said. Ed Burns, thank you very much. Managing Director, Elbow Beach of Bermuda. You're listening to Taking Stock, Oceanfront Enclave of Classic Style and Contemporary Luxury.